About 2 weeks ago, Crystal Garrison's boss called her into her office.
And she had her boss on the phone, on speakerphone, and they asked me to shut the door. And I kind of got wide-eyed and wondering, what did I do now?
They told her she'd just won the Judge Nora Gwynne Award. The Alaska Bar Association gives it out to professionals who devote their careers to helping rural Native residents navigate the legal system. They're recognizing Garrison for her work as a Yupik interpreter. A supervisor of Bethel's in-court clerks, Garrison has worked at the court for almost two decades, and she's a fan of Judge Nora Gwynne, for whom the award is named. Gwynne was the first woman and the first Native person to serve as an Alaska District Court judge. Garrison has an oil painting of her on the wall next to her desk. It's hanging above her pictures of Beyonce and Garrison's kids.
I was speechless. I mean, I have done none of this for the accolades. I've done it for, you know, to help our Yupik people in our region.
Garrison grew up in Eek, where she spoke Yupik and English at home. She didn't really have any interactions with the criminal justice system as a kid. And when she started working at Bethel's courthouse in 2001, parts of the system surprised her. Garrison says she was alarmed by her region's crime rate, and she was struck by how alienating the criminal justice system was to many of the Yupik speakers who were trapped in it.
Some people in the smaller villages don't even travel much outside their smaller villages. You know, if they get in trouble and they have to go deal with the justice system, what a different world that is altogether for them.
Language barriers are a big part of that culture shock.
It's confusing even if you speak English as your first language.
A lot of the terms and phrases used in court aren't used anywhere else, and a number of the key terms are actually in Latin. And if English isn't your first language, as a defense attorney put it, you might be pretty confused by the end of your first arraignment.
Very often people are brought before the court and people don't realize that they are not fully comprehending what is happening. Sometimes it's the role of counsel, the role of the judge, the role of the prosecutor, what they're facing.
David Case is an assistant public defender in Bethel who's known Garrison for years. He says Bethel's courthouse has often struggled to find Yupik interpreters and has sometimes been forced to improvise.
I've seen the court say, you know, hey, you in the back there, would you like to interpret?
In some cases, residents have been asked to translate for relatives who are testifying. And while a number of YK Delta community members speak Yupik fluently, working with untrained interpreters can create some serious problems. Garrison remembers clerking for one trial a few years into her career.
The person that was having the interpreting done for them said something, and the person interpreting basically told them to answer in a different way. And so that was kind of what was alarming to me.
So Garrison decided to become an interpreter herself. In 2016, she passed the National Center of State Courts written examination, where she was quizzed on court terminology and ethical standards. She scored a 93 on that exam. The center didn't have a test for Yupik proficiency, so Garrison's language skills were assessed through a series of classes at the University of Alaska Fairbanks' Kuskokwim campus. Garrison says her interpreting work is challenging. Picture trying to put the idea of a no-contest plea into Yupik, for example, or the right to remain silent.
And you would basically say it as, you have this right where you don't have to talk. I think you would say it as
Case describes Garrison as a consistent and often lone voice for the fair treatment of non-English speaking people in the YK Delta. And Yupik interpreting is getting better at Bethel's courthouse, Garrison says. She's seen a decrease in family members interpreting for one another and an increase in credentialed interpreters. Garrison will receive the Judge Nora Gwynne Award this Friday in Anchorage. Her husband is traveling with her, and Garrison says he's actually a relative of Gwynne's. When Garrison won the award, they called her husband's grandfather, Gwynne's last surviving sibling, right away.
He kind of got emotional, and he said, I'm so happy for Crystal for carrying on something my sister worked so hard to do all her life. So that was really special to me.
Garrison encouraged other bilingual speakers to pursue careers as interpreters. She recommends that they check out the Language Interpreter Center in Anchorage. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Cotsarillas.